We go now live right across the table to our very own house call expert, Dr. Dan.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Morning, Dr. Dan. You're kind of I think you've got Jim pretty well
trained
now. He's got his weekly house call.
All right. Are you ready now eating these kind of bars? These kind of bars, and I'm going to look for the ingredients on here. Are there some of these that we, and this is Dr. Dan Riefenberger with Brown Clinic, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and we're here with Strive to Survive. Am
right.
I right on that?
Right.
Okay, so my eating habits, and let me show you one right here. I'm going to show you one. This is something I ate this morning, and I want you to adjudicate this for me. Look at that bar. Now, am I doing myself any good eating those, or am I just kind of pulling myself down?
Well, this is good, especially if you have, you know, other issues in your diet because it's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Now, that's the kind of stuff Strive to Survive talks about, is eating right and exercising right. And am I mistaken, you got snowed out on Monday.
Right.
And we kind of counted, wasn't Monday sort of a big deal for you personally?
For me, yes.
Tell us what it was.
Your wedding anniversary?
No, that's in October. But Monday was the 2,000th day in a row of exercising every day.
2,000 days in a row.
Right.
That you exercise.
Sundays included?
Sundays included, every day.
Oh, look at that! Holy smokes!
For those of you not watching online,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 people just came in.
You have babies to go.
All of the a lot of coworkers and friends from Brown Clinic just showed up to congratulate Dr. Dan on day 2K on Monday, the 2,000th consecutive day that Dan was out exercising. Congratulations. Who are all these folks, Dr. Riefenberger?
Wow. A lot of people, friends, Christy, Barb.
I think we got him off guard.
Gotta get everybody set. Steph, Bonnie, Jim, Carlita, McGravy, Sarah, Steve. Friends, McGravy. Family, co-workers.
Family? Whose family?
My wife, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Well, who's the spokesman of this group?
Are I you, thought Jim? John was your youngest boy.
Not for this group.
Not for this group.
Well, they were impressed, though, that he did remember the date of his anniversary.
Oh, this is too
they were impressed that he did remember when his anniversary was.
I mean, how many times have I walked up here, I saw nobody? It's like, where were you all hiding?
Dr. Dan, let's go back to day one. What got you started?
Well, I was exercising most days of the week, and I just decided on that day I was going to see how many days in a row I could go. Thought, okay, can I get a month, 2 months? Ended up going longer, made it that first year, and now it's just a habit.
For someone else who wants to get on such a program for their own good health, how do you keep going? What's the motivation?
Just have your goal set. Why are you doing it? You know, with taking care of patients all the time, I'm telling them to do it. I need to do it too. I had mentioned earlier that I plan on being around a long time for my kids and my wife, and that's probably the driving force with all of that.
Hmm. So 2,000 days, do you remember the date? What is the date for 2,000 days ago?
September 26, 2007.
Now, you had to have had a cold or a sore throat or flu or something.
There's probably days I probably shouldn't have. But, you know, just stay indoors. Those are the days I maybe walked instead of running or biking, but ends up boiling down to, you know, it just came to another excuse. I mean, you just have to keep going forward.
Wouldn't you say that it's a baby step to get it started, and then when those excuses start to creep up on you, you just have to take that small step and get it to keep it going every day?
That's right. And that's the only way you're going to do it. You have to keep convincing yourself why you're doing it, come up with those reasons. There's plenty of days on there where I could have thought of just about anything else to do. But you do it anyway because you feel better when you're done.
Well, congratulations today on day 2002, and wait till you see the party we got planned for you on day 3000.
That is so. Put your shirt on. Where's your shirt?
There it is.
Let's take his picture.
I'll hold it up. This is not what I was expecting at all.
Now, what's in the bag? Is that a bag of chocolate?
There's candy. I'll share.
Well, thanks, you guys.
No, thanks, Brown Clinic. The whole Brown Clinic staff showed up. Congratulations, Dr. Dan, and thanks for the clinic and friends for making it a special day.
Dr. John, let's set those balloons on the floor for the picture.
Perfect.
There you go.
And then pull that microphone out of the way. And now birthdays are on the way, you guys, so get them called in. 753-5954.